At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Well, what a way to kick off the Memorial Day weekend. Twins win a thriller over the Kansas City Royals to start this series against their American League Central rival. And the Twins keep pace with the Cleveland Guardians for second place in the American League Central. Walk off for Ty France. Twins win 3-1. This is Twins Final Pitch here on News Talk A30 WCCO. Chris Tubbs here at Target Field filling in for H. Lake, who's got the night off. J-Lo back in the studio just a few blocks away here in downtown. Gorgeous night for baseball, and it did not disappoint. Well, if you're probably part of the 7 or 8,000 out of the 22,000 with the Kansas City Royals. Royal fans, they travel well, but we saw a good ball game. But the Twins, ultimately the one swing by Ty France in the bottom of the ninth inning, walked it off for the Minnesota Twins. If you want to get involved via the talk and text line, 651-461-9226. Again, 651-461-9226. And before I get into the box score or anything else, three words for you. Little things matter. That is pretty much what encapsulates a lot of these American League Central teams in a nutshell. When you're talking about the Twins and the Guardians and the Royals, and then the Tigers, little things matter. And there were, you know, little runs in this game, you know, little areas where this game was decided. And it was very un-Royal-like for Kansas City with some of the things that they did tonight. We will get to that here in just a minute. Pablo Lopez. I want to start off with Pablo Lopez. I know Carlos Correa returned tonight. That's the obvious A story. But Pablo Lopez, needing 102 pitches to get through his outing, and he went 5 2/3 tonight, did Pablo Lopez. He gave up 7 hits, 1 run, was earned in the top of the first, no walks, 5 strikeouts. But Pablo Lopez, 102 pitches to get through his 5 2/3. Just very, it's starting to become a trend, and I don't want to say that it's worrisome, but when you look at some of the outings that Bailey Ober has had, that Joe Ryan has had, that Chris Paddock has had, these guys that are able to get through 5 or 6 innings on a relatively minimal pitch count, and then you've got your number one guy that, tonight, being around the strike zone, it actually worked against Pablo Lopez tonight because 6 out of the 7 hits were with 2 strikes. And Mark Janowski, Gino was talking about it with Danny Gladden in the postgame, and I thought they hit on a couple of things. It's just a matter of what is that strikeout pitch going to be for Pablo Lopez? Because as the summer goes along, this bullpen has been fantastic. It is like everything at Target Field right now, it is lights out as they're starting to wind down here at Target Field. But there's only so long that Pablo Lopez is going to be able to struggle before something has... There's got to be that one pitch. There's got to be something that he's going to have to rely on to get that third out. Because there was traffic, as I'm looking at my box score, traffic in every inning for Pablo Lopez. Just a couple hits in the first. You had a leadoff double by Fermin in the second. You had a one-out single by Vinny Pascatino in the third. You had a single by Massey in the fourth. You had a leadoff single and then a stolen base by Bobby Witt, which, by the way, that top of the fifth, Pablo Lopez, I give him a lot of credit because I feel like that's really – that's where the game could have turned for Pablo Lopez. We're talking about some of the little things matter. The top of the second, that is when the game really could have kind of gotten away from Pablo, because Bobby Witt, the one thing you don't want to do, you do not want him to lead off the inning and get on base because he is – all but gone at second base. 17 stolen bases this year. Like, the kid is an absolute superstar. Pablo did a good job getting out of that with a fly ball to center field by Vinny Pascatino, then a pop-up to second base by Mikel Garcia, and then a ground out 4-3 by Calvin Biggio. And ultimately, you strand Bobby Witt at second base. But at that point, Pablo had 90 pitches. 90 pitches. Through five innings. Sixth inning, you know, got the first two outs, but then had to throw 12 extra pitches. So we had those. And then obviously the number one story after that, the return of Carlos Correa. What a difference C4 can make. First at bat, gets a hold of one to left center field, one of the deepest parts of the ballpark. And I felt like that was just kind of the jolt that everybody was waiting for, because you want to see your star make an impact, and he absolutely made an impact on a night that we saw a youngster for Kansas City tonight in Noah Cameron. Super impressive tonight. Noah Cameron, super impressive tonight for the Kansas City Royals. Let's bring in Jonathan Lowe, who's at the studio in downtown Minneapolis, just a few blocks away. And J-Lo, I think kind of the way that this game went between, you know, the top of the fifth with Pablo and then the, you know, top of the seventh with the, you know, the leadoff walk to Jonathan India, and then the double play ball that Carlos bobbled, and then the 6-3, and then Mikel Garcia getting picked off in the top of the eighth. Those are the little things that when these teams are playing good, that margin of error is very small.
And it's very small in this case, in this series between these two teams. As they've been talking about through the post game, this is a, for some reason, a series between the Royals and the Twins that continues to be close. You don't have a ton of blowout games. In between those, you have more, the majority of them are close, they're low scoring, and that means that one or two, as you said, little things can decide what happens in the game. And the Royals had chances, and the Twins were able to work their way out of those chances. Royals weren't able to capitalize. The Twins got the chance that they needed in the ninth, and they took care of business. Ty France got a hold of one and took it out.
Yeah, no question. Pablo Lopez on the night. Let's get to the box score. I mentioned Pablo. Brock Stewart, this bullpen, J-Lo, continues to be a bright spot. Even with Danny Coulomb now on the IL, this bullpen that has had a lot of consternation, you know what you're going to get with Kansas City. They are, and they mentioned this during the broadcast, they're very fundamentally sound. They play good defense. They don't strike out a lot. They put the ball in play. I think, you know, I like to think they're just kind of a pesky team. But this bullpen just did a good job of eliminating a lot of the scoring opportunities. Brock Stewart with a third of an inning. Louis Varlin went one, gave up the leadoff walk to India, but then was able to get the double play ball to end the inning. Griffin Jacks came in, gave up a hit, and had a strikeout, and the Cole Sands got the win, throwing a scoreless top of the ninth. But this bullpen that has been much maligned, we don't know if it's a trend or a mirage. I'm going to say at this point, I feel like it's a trend because this bullpen is one of the reasons why this team has gotten themselves back into contention.
Well, they had a good bullpen 2 years ago. Last year, the bullpen was not good. At the beginning of the season, the bullpen was not good. They gave up a couple of big leads in games earlier on
in
April.
The 7-1 to Houston and
yes.
then the 4-1 in the eighth inning in Atlanta. I think those are the two for me that stand out.
Yes, but it seems that people have found a groove. They found their way into basically their slot. And that makes all the difference when you know the role that you're going to do every night. You know the role that you're going to play in there, and you don't have to guess. Okay, am I going in tonight? Am I going in the seventh? Am I going in the fifth?
Mm-hmm.
If your starter can get you through five, you basically know how your role is going to stack up if you go in the game. So the knowing of the roles, the slotting of the pitchers really helps. And I think the Twins have gotten to a point where they have found their order.
Let me ask you this, J-Lo, because I mean, you've done a lot of these final pitches. You've seen this team a ton, and you know, you grew up a Kansas City fan. So we know that you know what good bullpens look like, and you understand kind of the order and the circle of bullpen life. Rocco in the past has toyed with using guys in different roles, and you know, maybe some night it was going to be Duran, or you know, maybe it'd be Griffin Jacks. Or do you feel like we're now at the point where you have to continue? You can't play with that anymore, because we know he likes to play with the order in terms of trying to find that leadoff guy. And I know that Jeffers is doing it right now because Byron Buxton is on the IL with the concussion. But do you feel like we're settling in now and we're not going to see a whole lot of movement with where people are slotted, as you were talking about?
I hope so. I think that's what every manager wants. I don't think that the managers go into each series saying, well, let me make sure that this person goes here, and I don't know who's going to start, you know, lead off. I don't know who's going to start on the base pass. We're not hitting. I need to shuffle the order. You don't want to be, unless the matchup dictates it, you don't want to be that coach or that manager that's shuffling things around all the time. You want to have steadiness. And so I think that's always the ideal. Now, is it going to be that way? We'll see. But it looks like it's settling into that pattern right now.
This is Twins Final Pitch here in Newstalk 830 WCCO. Chris Tubbs at Target Field as they are watering the infield. And it's nice to see water on the infield that is not coming out of the sky. I have to admit that, J-Lo. Like, I'm looking at this infield, and I'm not worried about them putting the diamond dust down. I'm not worried about the tarp. We've got gorgeous weather, 22,000-plus. Enjoyed the ball game tonight. Great weather and a great way to kick off Memorial Day weekend. When we come back, Carlos Correa was back. The bullpen was awesome. Ty France with the walk-off. But the big question, who cooked? We've got lots of nominees, but we've got one answer. We'll tell you next, as this is Twins Final Pitch here in Newstalk 830 WCCO.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Welcome back to Target Field here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Minnesota Twins defeat the Kansas City Royals 3-1 to win their 28th game of the year. With that, the Twins, they remain tied for second place in the American League Central. The Cleveland Guardians defeated the Detroit Tigers. So the Guardians and the Twins, both 28-22, four games back. The Kansas City Royals are a game behind at 28-24. And then there's the White Sox at 16-35. But if you're the White Sox, at least you're not the Colorado Rockies. They are 9-42, which, according to my Minnesota public education math, just is not very good. But the Minnesota Twins tonight, the important thing is you continue your winning ways and you do it in division. Mentioned the bullpen earlier today. This bullpen has been absolutely rock solid. Both these teams have outstanding bullpens. Both these teams got really good pitching tonight. Noah Cameron, 6 2/3, 4 hits, 1 run, 1 earned, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. His ERA, J-Lo, is less than a run. And when he was taken out of this game, like John Schreiber and Lucas Ersig, these two guys are, these are really good quality bullpen arms. When I see Noah Cameron, the first thing I'm thinking is, oh, great, Kansas City's got another really good young starter. And as a Twins fan, it's just annoying to see him in his third major league start. Like, 3 major league starts and 3 really, really good quality starts.
Yeah, he's been as good as a Royals fan. He's been as good as any Royals fan could have hoped for. And you're looking to make sure, because the Royals have had a great starting rotation throughout the season, and they traded away Brady Singer to try to get some offensive help, and Jonathan India traded him to Cincinnati Reds in the offseason. And guys like Noah Cameron, you hope that a guy like Noah Cameron can turn around, as you can turn at him and say, this is why we traded a major league starting pitcher, because this guy was in the wings. So it's a good start. We'll see if it continues. Again, people tend to get a little bit, no, get a little bit more knowledge the second time around, the third time around. I think he's faced 3 different teams
so far.
Yeah. So once you get him the second time, the third time, we'll see the adjustments and how he adjusts to that. But so far, coming up roses.
Yeah, you got to be very happy with what you're seeing from him being a Kansas City guy. The Royals lineup, you got Bobby Witt got a hit, Vinny Pascantino with a couple, Mikel Garcia with one, Calvin Biggio, the DH. He had the RBI double in the top of the first. That was the only run for Kansas City. The middle of the lineup is where, I mean, that's where you put your big boppers, right? That's where you put your guys. And Kansas City got good production out of the middle of the lineup. Now, 1-for-10 runners in scoring position sounds very familiar, doesn't it, Twins fans? Because that's been a bugaboo for the Minnesota Twins for quite a while. You know, coming into this game, Carlos Correa, this was his first game back. Against the Royals since 2019, he's hitting just under 300 with 13 doubles, now 8 home runs, 24 RBIs, 53 games against the Royals since 2019. But we've talked about the bullpen. We've talked about Carlos Correa. That's not the guy who cooked tonight. Let's find out who cooked tonight for your Minnesota Twins. Come to the ballpark, you will. Walk off the Royals, you shall. I'm going to give it to Ty France, because Ty France, not only tonight did he give you that two-run home run that was the difference in the game, but Ty France, listen to these numbers, career against Kansas City. He's hitting .415 with 10 doubles, 8 home runs, 24 RBIs, almost a .500 on-base percentage, a .675 slugging percentage, and over a 1,000 OPS in now 32 career games. The OPS is his highest against any opponent. This was his 7th hit against Kansas City this year, and the biggest one, the biggest swing all year against Kansas City was the 2-1 home run tonight. So for that very reason, that is why Ty France is indeed who cooked tonight. And that is Who Cooked Tonight, presented by Chef IQ Sense. Never under or overcook your chicken, fish, or meat again with Chef IQ Sense. Buy yours now at chefiq.com. Let's take another break, J-Lo. When we come back, let's get to some of those highlights. And let's get to some of that post-game reaction as the Minnesota Twins, they do a little Fat Joe style. They walk it off as the Twins walk off the Royals to kick off the holiday weekend 3-1. This is Twins Final Pitch here in Newstalk 830 WCCO. Welcome back to a victorious final pitch for your Minnesota Twins. 3-1 winners over the Kansas City Royals thanks to Ty France walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth. And the Twins win the first of this three-game series against their division rival. You know, one thing I didn't mention was Harrison Bader. And, you know, we talk about Ty France and the impact and the difference that he has made. But Harrison Bader, you know, J-Lo, we've both seen enough baseball to know that times have changed. And how you put your lineup together is different than what it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago. So I remember when, you know, the Pittsburgh Pirates put a guy by the name of Jason Kendall, who was their catcher, who ended up leading off. And that kind of like, it shook up the hierarchy. And now you see some of these lineups where you're loading the bottom of the lineup to essentially give the guys at the top of the lineup an opportunity to drive guys in. And Harrison Bader in the 8-hole, Willie Castro in the 9-hole. You would think that that would be a demotion. You would think that those guys would be insulted by that. But Harrison Bader with his infield single in the 5th, which was a bang-bang play. Like Kansas City, they were coming off the field, and they didn't even challenge it. Like it was a bang-bang play. Harrison Bader has reached base safely in 20 out of his last 21 games. I saw that stat, and between that and putting a guy like Willie Castro at the bottom of the lineup, that just gives more opportunities to a guy like a Byron Buxton when he comes back, or Ryan Jeffers tonight, the Royce Lewis, the Trevor Larnach. I feel that in the middle of the game, it's going to give your offense a little bit more flexibility, a little bit more versatility, because there are going to be more things you can do with contact guys and speed guys at the bottom.
Well, you think about the traditional logic is you want to have your contact guys, you want to have your speed guys near the top of the order because you want to get them more at-bats during the game. You want to get them more opportunities to get on base, to set the table for your power section of your 3-4-5 hitters. But like you said, now you see more of those guys at the top of the lineup that not only have decent speed, if not good speed, that not only have the ability to hit for contact, but also have a chance to hit a little bit for power. And so you want to have guys that are good contact hitters getting on base all the time so that now your top of the lineup can continue to set the table and continue to work through the middle of the lineup. It's you want it, again, just like you want the manager ideally wants to have a set rotation, you want the lineup to be a cycle. You want the cycle to keep setting each other up for the next three or four batters in that cycle.
Yeah, and when you're doing that, it's almost like you're not playing for the beginning of the game. You're playing for maybe the second or the third inning on, right? When you do something like that, when you can really give yourself an opportunity. And I like Harrison Bader tonight. There was the pop fly by Massey that Carlos was going back. Bader was coming in, had to cover, I think Atterbury said it was like 120 feet. And I think there was just a little bit of, I think maybe Bader might have gotten a little spooked with Correa going back because he called that ball way early. Carlos had a better shot at it. But I just think that in his mind that Harrison Bader, you don't want another one of those collisions, especially when Carlos is just coming off the IL, because that was the same play a week ago that Buxton and Correa collided when it was that ball off the bat of Cedric Mullins with Baltimore.
Yeah, and I did not see the play. I was hearing about a little bit. It sounds like you should have just let Carlos go ahead and take that ball. It sounds like if you're Bader, I know that you have the ultimate authority on getting balls in the outfield and calling off players, but it sounds like, again, the effort he was putting in to get there, maybe you look down, you see Carlos is easing back toward it and is not rushing back toward it, and then you allow him to make the play instead of making it yourself.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, let's get to some of the highlights here before we wrap it up and let everybody get on their way and enjoy their Friday night, your Memorial Day. If you're going out, if you're at the cabin, at the lake, just having a good time around the campfire, enjoy it. Hopefully everybody is safe. Let's get to those highlights. First of all, in the top of the first, Jonathan India was hit by an 0-1 pitch on the elbow. He came around to score on the Calvin Biggio RBI double. Drew Waters struck out to end the inning, and Kansas City led 1-0. Twins went 3-3 in the bottom of the first, but then the top of the second. We talked about Pablo getting into some trouble. Gave up a leadoff double to Felix Fermin. Michael Massey tried to bunt, tried to get him over, popped the ball up to the third baseman, Jonah Bride, and then he K's Isbell to get out of the jam.
Now 3-2 strike foul balls, but not this time. A cut and a miss from Kyle Isbell, and that's out number two. And strikeout number two for Pablo Lopez.
Then he would strike out Jonathan India to end the inning. Let's go to the bottom of the second inning. Carlos Correa, dude, welcome back, C4.
0-1 pitch is hit well, high in the air, left center field. Hit that ball a long way. Isbell watching it fly, and it's into the bullpen for a home run. Welcome back, Carlos Correa. We're tied at one.
Yeah, what a swing. I mean, that pitch was high in the zone. He got around on it, and Carlos didn't look like he missed a beat. It was great to see Carlos Correa with a solid swing in his first at-bat, did not waste any time. Let's fast forward later on in the game. Top of the seventh inning. I want to talk about this for just a minute. Louis Varlin, he walked Jonathan India, and then Bobby Witt Jr., long fly ball to Trevor Larnach in right field, then Vinny Pascantino, ball up the middle. Hit it to Carlos, a little bit of a shift. Not, you can't do the shift, but Carlos had him shaded, played perfectly, more towards up the middle, you know, where he wasn't going to be able to commit the violation. Bobbled the ball a little bit, stepped on the bag to force India, and then threw out Pascantino to end the threat in one of the plays that only Carlos Correa can make. But then let's go to the top of the eighth. Little things matter. Mikel Garcia led off with an infield single. And Kansas City, you're thinking maybe they're going to try and manufacture a run? Well, Mikel Garcia, he got caught leaning.
Garcia's stolen 10, but he's been caught 7 times. A throw over, and they got him. Picked off at first base. He didn't slide. Jax with those quick feet, fired over to first. France falling off the bag, swung his glove back and caught the lower leg of Garcia, who inexplicably did not slide. He's out at first.
Yeah, and the pickoff throw was, it was perfectly thrown by Griffin Jax. Even with a slide, I don't think Garcia would have been safe, but just very seldom do you see a guy go into first base, go back, and he doesn't slide. It was just a very odd base running decision by Mikel Garcia. Let's go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Trevor Larnach struck out an infield single by Carlos Correa. And then we're thinking, well, Ty France, you just want to make contact, put the ball in play. Oh, he put the ball in play, and he put it in the bullpen.
Instead, he drills one high and deep to left. This one carrying to the bullpen, and it's gone. Ty France walks off the Royals with a royal clout to left. The Twins win 3-1.
Victorious 3-1 win for your Minnesota Twins. Let's go to the clubhouse. And Rocco, kind of nice to have C4 back, isn't it?
Great return for him. He made some good plays at shortstop. And obviously had some good at-bats. He had a lot of good swings today. I know he had the big homer, and he hit that ball really well. Good swing to right field. He had another good swing that was actually foul. But, you know, then he shows the legs off a little bit, too, for good measure. So, great day for him.
And Ty France, it wasn't just about the swing in the bottom of the ninth, but he's had a couple of good swings tonight.
Yeah, I mean, whenever you can put a couple points on the board for the team is always nice. But, both pitchers on both sides came out and pitched well. You know, took a couple of good swings and, gave us a win.
And last but not least, we know that Pablo Lopez, he didn't have a clean inning tonight. Pablo's going to figure it out. We don't know what that strikeout pitch is. I don't know if Pablo knows what it is. He's going to figure it out. He's going to be fine. He's had some laborious innings. But tonight, Pablo, the theme of the game for him was just working around all that traffic on the bases.
I mean, that was the common theme today. Pitch around traffic, making good pitches when needed to. And it's just about staying convicted, staying present, not getting too far, and not trying to, like, go back to what I could have done better while trying to get the heart of the order out.
One thing I love about Pablo Lopez, he always seems so positive. Like, I wish I could have the power of positivity like Pablo Lopez. Like, I don't know. We all need to take some advice from Pablo Lopez. He just seems like he's just a happy guy. Just a smart, happy, good guy. And the Twins are lucky to have him in more ways than one. That'll do it for Final Pitch tonight. Minor Game 2 of the series is going to be tomorrow, and then they wrap it up on Sunday. The Twins kick off their next road trip on Monday. They are in Tampa, and I will talk to you after that game on Monday. Big shout-out to J-Lo back in the studio for helping me out tonight. It's always fun to hang with my guy J-Lo. And have a fantastic weekend, everybody, whether you're at the lake, at the cabin, around the fire, hanging out, wherever you're at. A safe and happy Memorial Day. And I will talk to you Monday for Final Pitch after the Twins in Tampa here on News Talk A3O WCCO.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK. and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.